This is Akashwani, the news read by Navneet Singh. India and Mauritius elevated their ties to an enhanced strategic partnership and inked 8 pacts to boost cooperation in several sectors, including maritime security and promote trade in local currencies. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks held today between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam at Port Louis. Following the talks, Mr. Modi announced India's new vision for the Global South, naming it Mahasagar, or Mutual and Holistic Advancement for Security and Growth Across Regions. In the meeting, Modi reiterated India's continued support and assistance to Mauritius in strengthening its defense and security needs, given the shared objectives of the two nations in the region.
भारत और मॉरिशस का संबंध केवल हिंद महासागर से ही नहीं बल्कि हमारी साझी सांस्कृतिक परंपराओं और मूल्यों से भी जुड़ा है हम आर्थिक और सामाजिक प्रगति की राह पर एक दूसरे के साथी हैं प्राकृतिक आपदा हो या कोविड विपदा हमने हमेशा एक दूसरे का साथ दिया है रक्षा हो या शिक्षा स्वास्थ्य हो या स्पेस हम हर क्षेत्र में कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चल रहे हैं
On the second and final day of his two-day trip to Mauritius, the Prime Minister attended the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest today at Champs de Mars. During the ceremony, the President of Mauritius, Dharambir Gokul, conferred the Grand Commander of the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean on Mr. Modi for his stellar contribution to the India-Mauritius partnership. Prime Minister Modi is the first Indian to receive Mauritius's highest civilian award. While briefing the media about Prime Minister's Mauritius visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that the visit was very substantive, productive and fruitful.
Formal delegation-level talks were held between the two leaders. Again, the opportunity to take stock in detail on cooperation on development partnership initiatives, trade, the economic ties, and ways to deepen people-to-people ties between the two countries. They have adopted a joint vision for an enhanced strategic partnership. It elevates our partnership with Mauritius to the level of a strategic partnership, and in that, it is the first such partnership that India has concluded.
The Prime Minister has since left for home after successfully concluding his two-day state visit to Mauritius. The Parliament has passed the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024, with the Lok Sabha approving it today. The bill seeks to amend the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane, and shale gas. The legislation clarifies that coal and lignite or helium will not be included in mineral oils. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, said, India at present imports from 40 countries. Mr. Puri said, India does not distinguish between the sources of supply, provided the supplying countries are able to deliver at India's port of importation at a reasonable price. Meanwhile, both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till Monday. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha will not sit tomorrow and day after on account of Holi. Bharatiya Janata Party registered a big victory in the election of mayor, president and ward members of various municipal corporations, municipal councils and municipalities of Haryana today. The BJP won polls for 9 out of 10 mayoral positions, including in Gurugram and Rohtak. Elections were held for 5 posts of president in the municipal council. BJP candidates won all 5 seats in the elections of presidents of 21 municipalities. 6 were won by BJP and 15 by independents. India has made a positive start to its campaign at the 12th Special Olympics World Winter 2025, bagging 4 medals, including 2 gold and as many silver, on the first day at Turin in Italy. And with that, we end this news bulletin.